Hello.
What's up, man? How are you?
Good.
Good.
DeAndre, right?
Yeah.
This is Zach.
Yeah, I got you, Zach. What's happening?
Cool, man. Just another day, another dollar spent.
Yeah, I hear you.
So are you good with me having a conversation with the seller on this?
Yeah, I
Or,
mean,
okay.
what's the conversation?
I mean, you know just as well as I know, that this is just a, I mean, it's a good house, but it's in Columbia, so
Yeah.
that's just the situation, man.
Yeah, I mean yeah, I agree. And I mean, I honestly we put it out there for like 160, 170. I don't think anybody's gonna bite on that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had some feedback just on my end of folks that have talked to me that said that they have done deals out that way and they're looking for something in the 130 to 140 range.
Yeah.
And so unless, the seller is willing to come up off that, I don't think it's gonna sell for I don't think it's gonna sell at all for 150 or 160. I think I think I had somebody tell me that they would offer 135 on it. But obviously with us having it under contract at 140, there's no money there. So, I mean, I think that's where we're at with it. I mean, if you want to, I mean, I would be open to having like a three-way call with the seller if you want to do it that way, since I already have a rapport with the guy. And
Yeah.
what we do is just call him and just say, hey, listen, I want to talk to you about the property. I know it's been, a couple of weeks since I've had it under contract with you. We're expecting it to sell. Here's the feedback. And I also want, I have, my financial partners, who, I do business with, are also on the line. And so, we all wanted to make sure that we're on the same page about what's going on with your property and give you some feedback about it. And, that's essentially the conversation that I had with him when he agreed to take it from 150 to 140. It just so happens that we're probably going to have to do that again. And if he doesn't,
So let me be the breaker of
want
bad
to continue, then that's fine.
Let me be the, breaker of bad news. And I think that's the logical step here to take. Let me be the why and, the how come. How come? How come you couldn't do this, DeAndre? Why can't you do it? It's Zach's fault. I mean, just let me take the blame. Let me fall
Right.
forward, and let me see if I can talk him down with you on the call. And you kind of just have to fall on the knee, if you will, and say, "Hey, man, just match his energy. Hey, man, I'm sorry. I mean, just let's see what he says, and let's just, however we do this, let's just."
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely understand that. I mean, I don't think we're gonna get it sold the way it is. So,
Yeah. If you
but
want,
yeah, I mean, when do you wanna get up?
a three-way him now, I'm ready.
All right. Why don't we do this? Why don't we just give him? Why don't I text him and then get him on the line just to make sure we're not calling him out of the blue?
Okay.
So that he's ready for it. Shit, I gotta get ready to go get my kids. Do you? What time are you available tomorrow?
Yeah.
So why, I don't want to blindside the guy with a conversation late in the afternoon. So I kind of want to text him and just say, hey, listen, carve out 15 minutes for me so that we can have a, tomorrow so we can have a conversation. And then that way he's, preparing himself mentally for it. That way he's not kind of getting blindsided with a conversation. So,
And
if that works for you, then we can do that.
I kind of want to be the blindsider of both of you guys and say, listen, I'm, DeAndre, me, and what's the seller's name?
Jason.
Jason, me and DeAndre, we know each other, but we don't live together, all right? here's the deal to both you guys. You know, DeAndre, you know, we're trying to partner on this thing with you, but you know, we can't. The numbers don't work. You know, they just don't work. And you know, we're sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, you guys, I don't know if y'all can figure it out, you and, you know, Jason, but, I mean, I can't do 140 on this thing, man. It's just, if you guys want to figure something out and then kind of just leave it on that, and you kind of can bring him down, be like, look, I know Zach, you know, we don't live together, but, you know, he can do 120, and... Just leave it at that and see what he says. And that way you don't look like an asshole. It leaves me kind of in the middle of, well, who is this guy? But, you know, I can handle all the questions that he's going to ask me if he has any. Are you with that?
Yeah, I'm with that. I think he's going to, if you ask him what he's going to do, like, for 120, is that, like, he's going to ask you, is that a purchase agreement, or, you know, we still waiting on a sale, is going to be the question.
Agreement.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll just kind of, like, navigate it through there.
All right. So, yeah, so this is what I'll do. I'll get a hold of the guy here in the next couple of minutes, and then I'll just, you know, ask him. I'll just say, hey man, like, give me 15 minutes of your time tomorrow so that we can just, you know, touch base about the property, because I know you have some questions, you're wondering when it's going to sell, and you know, I'll set it up that way, and then I'll shoot you back and let you know what time we can get a hold of the guy. Is this number the number you want to be contacted on? Because I feel like I have a different number.
Any number that you have is fine. I come straight here.
Okay. All right. Because I when you called, I recognized your voice, but I didn't recognize the number. So
okay.
I want to make sure I got it right.
Yeah. So give him a call, and then, you know, let's, if we can let him down softly in a way that is professional.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Then let's plan for tomorrow. I'll hit you back, and I'll let you know what time.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Bye.